guess who's fucking back, bitches?
What's up, bitches?
The Fairy Buff Mothers are back!
What's up, bitches?
Oh my god. Hi, everyone. Totally forgot to say that part. Hi, everyone. Also, I totally forgot about the cameras when I was like all up in the mics, like, guess who's back? But I guess know. Who's back? Jules is back!
What's up, guys? I was literally about to start barking and I was waiting and then you started talking and I was like, let me not be rude and be like,
bro, holy shit. I'm so excited. First of all, Happy New Year, happy everyone!
New Year 2024.
Hell yeah. Second of all, the Fairy Buff Mothers are back!
And stronger than ever.
Yeah. This is true. Fairy Buff Mothers are still buff.
Yeah.
I think Jules is buffer.
100%.
And I started jujitsu, so yes. That's been really, really fun. That's been really fucking cool. But anyways, we're back. It's been a really fucking long time. I got kind of depressed after, I guess, like, Jules left the podcast. And then when I was doing it, I was like, this doesn't really fulfill me. And I was having a hard time keeping up with it.
Yeah.
And then I went to Italy. And then when I came back, I never did anything with it. So... And then Jules almost died.
Yeah.
And then Jules literally almost died. And then me and her came back together and now we're here.
And now we're together forever. Forever. Yeah, 100%.
No, literally. But how are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing so amazing. But 100%, I feel like sometimes we need those breaks from life, from everything. But I'm doing amazing, better than I was last year, 100%. Hopefully 2024, you have a lot of great and empowering things for me. Please be good to me.
Oh my God, dude. Me and my coworkers are, it's so funny. We're always like, in 2024, all I want is for God to take me off his strongest soldiers list.
Please.
Because I don't want to be on it no more, okay?
Listen, my back is hurting.
No.
Okay, because listen.
No, literally. Okay, literally, Jules almost died. Like, she was in a 2-day coma. Like, one day, she was here, and then the next day, I call her, and her grandma's picking up the phone. Like, literally.
I don't need to laugh, but, like, that's the only way that I could, like, literally.
Okay,
like,
so tell them what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
But even though most of you probably know, because I know you love us.
Yeah.
And you know we love you.
Yeah, we do.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And anyway, so.
Yeah, together forever, by the way.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah. So, as a lot of you guys know, because I was very open about it on the podcast, I suffer from epilepsy. And yeah, there was just one day where I was literally just in my closet, going through my closet, and I just felt a seizure coming on. And I was like, whoa, I don't feel good. So I called my girlfriend and I was like, hey, I feel a seizure coming on and I feel it's going to be very, very strong. So she called my mom and they sent an ambulance. My mom came, and that day alone, I had almost, I think it was 12 to 14 seizures. And I just kept having seizures that day. They were seducing me and they just couldn't keep the seizures in control.
That's so insane.
Yeah, it was honestly really scary. And I remember being under amnesia and like being so in and out and seeing people come to visit me, but feeling like I was being kidnapped. Like it, because I kept trying to rip my IVs
out. Oh yeah, so I forgot about this.
It was crazy. So it just felt like such a fever dream. So, but yeah, so I was just having so many seizures that they couldn't control it. So they ended up having to induce me.
Insane.
Yeah, but I'm okay. God said, you know what, I'm gonna give you just one more shot, but take your medicine.
No, literally.
Because yeah, but it was scary.
But
was
now scary. She has insurance. Yeah, and she's on medicine.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a lot better. Got diagnosed with non-epileptic seizures too, so I have seizures without having like the whole like shake and like being on the floor and foaming. But having insurance and being able to see a doctor and see a neurologist and going through all of that has helped a lot.
Yay.
But definitely 2024, I'm claiming no seizures.
No seizures, literally.
And no comas, please, God.
Bro, but, literally, so once, like, once Jules was, like, out and, like, good and whatever, I was, like, thinking, like, bro, I just, like, I miss my friend. I miss talking shit with my friend.
Yeah.
I miss having fun. I fucking 100%. Miss, like, I miss doing this.
Yeah.
And then I had an idea, and me and her are always, like,
we
fucking
connected.
In sync, bro.
Yeah.
Me and her, like, fucking, we're, like, linking up to, like, smoke one day, and then I'm just, like, Jules, hear me out. I'm, like, fucking having, like, a whole proposal plan. I'm, like, hear me out. No expectation, no plans, no agenda.
She's like ready to bring the ring out.
I just want to have fun, and I just want to talk shit. Yeah. I just want to do this again. Yeah. And then, so yeah, now we're back.
Yeah, and for the people that think, like, I left the podcast for, like, negative ill or things like
that. Oh, no, we ain't never had beef. We ain't ever had beef.
Never, ever, ever, never no beef. No, and I feel like there was just a point in my life where I feel like there was just so much going on with me, and we were just in different...
Yeah.
And it sounds so corny to say, but different paths. And I feel like there was just so much going on with me and so much going on with her. And for us to keep up a friendship and to try to also, like... It was hard. It was honestly hard. So, honestly, I'm just glad that we gradually were able to work on ourselves separately and then come together and be like, okay, we both miss it. Honestly, okay, we're both ready.
This is a relationship.
Okay, hit this one.
I've never successfully gotten back with any ex. I've never gotten back with any ex, yeah. Actually. Once I leave you, bitch.
It's over.
I'm gone.
It's dead. Okay.
There's this meme that I save that's like, enjoy all of me one day because enjoy all of me now because one day you're gonna be blocked.
Yeah, sorry.
And it's true. Messages. But anyways, you guys, so just a little, you know, like quick little update on what we're up to and how we've been doing. And so besides jujitsu, I also started antidepressants. Mm-hmm. I went through like a really, 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 really hard like period.
Yeah.
And like I was like crying every fucking day for like weeks, and every day I was going to work and I was having like so many panic attacks, and like I was just like, what the fuck is happening? It's not like I'm not working on myself. It's not like I don't do things for my health, and like it's not like I don't take care of myself, but like holy fuck, it just feels like something that I can't like
control.
Yeah, like it just some days, I shit you not, some days it feels like my
unbearable
dude, like, no, it is unbearable. It feels like I'm getting crushed, and then it feels like I'm driving myself like insane, right? And then I'll run through everything and I'm like, but everything is fucking fine, so what's going on? And everybody that I talk to about medicine always told me that, you know, take my time with it, see how I feel with it. And but you know, they were just kind of reassuring me by telling me that, like, it's supposed to just help me produce serotonin. That's a natural chemical in my body that I need, and I don't produce it a lot by myself. And so I think since starting that, it's been 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks, almost a month.
Yeah.
So I like it. I want to continue.
The little giggle.
And I was supposed to have a fucking appointment this morning. And then for whatever fucking reason, I just never paid for the appointment. So then by the time of the appointment, I was like, what's going on? Why is nobody contacting me? And then when I went to pay for it, because then I realized...
You're like, oh.
They didn't accept my payment. And I was like, ah, fuck. Yeah. So I'm going to try to reschedule that. But jujitsu is actually better than fucking antidepressants, bro.
I bet.
But it's just because it's like, it's so humbling. It's so nice.
Is it like you walk in and they're like, take your shoes off.
No, it's not aggressive at all, actually. The culture is very respectful and very, like ego removed. And, like, I enjoy it a lot. And I enjoy, like, just having something new to, like, be obsessed with. Yeah. And, yeah, it's been
fun. I expected, like, you to walk in and they're like, take your shoes off.
Well, you can't wear the shoes on, man.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I expect.
But they're really, really nice.
I expect them.
Yeah. No, everyone is really, really nice.
That's just my expectation. And I expect to walk in and be like, sorry, sir. Yes, sir. What phrase do I learn today?
They be saying stuff, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're like, you are the one.
I have a coworker that does, also does, like, jujitsu, and he does, like, MMA fighting and stuff. Ooh. And so I'll, like, go to class in the morning, and then I'll be like, I'm gonna ask him what the fuck this means later, because I don't know what, like, they're talking about.
Let me write this down in my notes.
No, but it's been really, really fun, and I feel like, along with this podcast, I think that I had a period where I took a break from everything, including like socializing,
including smoking.
Oh yeah,
guys. First of all, I met up with Khan, and she had energy. I mean, I love you so much. But I saw Khan, and she was like, what are you doing? What do you want to do? Like, she was, like, picking things up, lifting them, throwing, like, walking around.
That makes me feel so bad.
Red. Like, she was like, yeah, I haven't smoked in like 2, almost 3 months. And I was like, where is Kana and where did you put her? Okay, because is she hanging up in the closet?
Okay, so what a journey.
Yeah.
What a journey.
We hate that word, but we love it too.
No, like, it's the only... Bro!
It's the only word we can use.
Okay, so I've always had a weird relationship with weed, but I now understand that it's because I always judge myself in the lens of other people. Mm. And so I'm not
because
fully...
Because of how much you do smoke.
Yeah, and so other people will always, like... give me their input about what they think about my smoking habits and stuff.
Mind your fucking business. Thank
and
you.
So I kind of just, I always judge and view myself as other people, mm-hmm. which makes no sense because I should trust myself to know myself and understand myself to know that what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. And that
yeah.
I wouldn't be doing shit that is so terribly like killing me and whatever the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know myself, I love myself, so I should trust myself to protect myself. Why am I judging myself and not even on opinions that are mine? It's on opinions that people are giving me, and because I don't want to be perceived a certain way, or that I don't want to be judged a certain way, or that I don't want to lose a certain connection because I'm scared that their view about me matters so much that it trumps my views about me. And so now
yeah,
I'm like, I'm doing all this, I'm doing this whole like unlearning and undoing of like all of these like thought processes that are so like deeply ingrained in me. And honestly, like my anxiety, same shit. I was able to successfully talk myself out of 2 panic attacks.
Mm.
That's a fucking record, bro.
Yeah, no,
and just to be able to understand that I have that like ability and that I'm capable of doing so. Mm-hmm. And like one time I was having an anxiety attack at work, and then I was like telling myself, I was like talking to myself in like 3 different persons. And I was like, listen, okay.
She's like, this is
listen.
Anna.
No, literally, I was like, okay, I know that we're anxious, but I just need to understand why. And even if the reason is so stupid, it's still okay. I just need you to be honest with me. Why are we anxious?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was fucking stupid. but I was able to like talk myself through this with compassion so that I understood that within that moment, I was the person that was judging myself and shaming myself so hard that I was putting this anxiety on myself. I was mm-hmm. making myself anxious because I was just allowing my thoughts to consume me.
Yeah.
And so for once, I was able to successfully talk myself out of it, but only by being so honest with myself in a way that I've never been before.
Yeah.
And so like to give context, I guess, like the situation was that I was being anxious about somebody not texting me back.
Mm-hmm.
And so my whole self-talk was like, even if it's stupid, I need you to be honest with me. Why do you feel anxious just because they didn't text you back? Is it because them not texting you back leads you to think that you are being rejected?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, is that the reality right now? Are you being rejected or are they actually just busy?
Yeah.
Because the reality was that they were just busy. But within that moment, I was being triggered to think that, holy fuck, this person's not paying attention to me. This is like the end all be all. We're done.
Yeah.
I like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just my friend.
Yeah.
but it was just like, I just had to talk myself through the whole, it's okay to be anxious about this, even if you are so shameful about the fact that you're so embarrassed about
mm-hmm.
the fact that you think that you're being rejected. You're embarrassed about your feeling. You're shaming yourself for your own feeling.
Yeah.
And then now you're creating this whole anxiety attack.
It's like you're
attack.
Creating a whole scenario that's
yeah.
literally not
and, yeah.
Even
and by the words of my therapist today in my session, I am my own villain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's so scary. It's so scary because here's my thing. I will be like, they hate me. They hate me. They don't even like me. They don't. Why are they watching my Instagram stories when they hate me? Like, they didn't text me back. Like, when genuinely, I am not their fucking life. Like, they don't. I don't
That's
know.
Another thing.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like,
I'm out here like saying like, don't take anything personally. And
I will sit here and be like,
everything personally. And like, it's like a fucking like.
And the thing is, like, my therapist said that literally, the same endorphins that you get when you physically are getting hit is the same endorphins that go off when you are getting ignored.
Oh.
So you will sit there and be like, why does it feel like this? Yeah. Sit and just...
Oh,
but that's
why
I'm trying. 2024, I'm not going to take things personal. And the thing is, I sit here and I tell my girlfriend, you take things so personal, like... Bae, if you're watching this.
Oh,
I know. I take things personal, too. And I will sit there and have a little pussy fit and be like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't understand. But I need to have a lot more sympathy for other... And I need to be more nice. I'm a little mean.
You think so?
I know so.
I say so, but I know that you are because you're an Aries.
I'm mean. I am mean. I am mean. Like, I'm going to just... I'm gonna say a scenario.
That's
like,
so crazy. I'm surrounded by people like you because I'm mean, but I'm afraid to be mean.
Mm.
But like, I would love watching you guys be mean because I'm like, I can do it too. I can do it too.
Yeah.
But, okay, scenario.
Like, okay, so my girlfriend, we're about to leave. I'm ready. I'm like, babe, let's go. She goes, can I have 5 minutes to play a PlayStation that's not real life, that she's killing people and it's fake life? And I just look at her and I said, that was so ugly. And she just looks at me. She goes, what was ugly? And I was like, that you asked me for 5 minutes for a game that's not even real life. Like, it's like, that's fake. Like, you could pause it and come back to it. 5 minutes of my 5 minutes of my time. And I just looked at her and I said, that was so ugly. But sometimes I let my intrusive thoughts and I just say it out loud. So I just said, that was ugly. First of all, I hate to say it. But anybody that plays video games, or that gives me the ick automatically.
Oh my god, no, okay, but...
And I'm not trying to be mean, don't come for me.
No, of course, but like...
But I think it's just so, like, you sitting in front of a video game, like, I just think, like, that's like, okay. But do it occasionally. If you do it, like, weekly or bi-week, like, that's kind of like, okay.
But you have to think about...
Can you get it, though? Like,
yeah, no, I understand, like, I understand, but you have to think
don't
about,
come
like...
for me, I'm sorry, that's... Intrusive thoughts win again. Can we edit this out, actually? People are going to come for me. I know they are.
I mean, we
can
if you want to,
my boyfriend
but...
plays on the game all the time. What do I do? Should I say, that's ugly?
No, it's not.
It's not ugly, okay?
But, like, okay, that's
for me.
That's your thought on that one thing that you think
it's
ugly. But, like, why? Why? You don't think about the joy that it gives people to sit in front of a screen escape and,
escape.
You know, like,
you see him right there on the left, Thomas. You see him.
Okay, we are gonna cut this out.
I don't get it though.
I mean, yeah, but like, what do you want to? What do you want them to do?
Can I interfere?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think you just don't like the idea of like escapism, but at the same time, when y'all fucking smoke. That's
it's the same shit.
When y'all
that's
fucking
true.
Watch a show.
Imagine if Alexa was
it's hard because I just never been able to get into games.
Okay, exactly. But imagine if Alexa looked at you and said, tennis is fucking ugly. You look ugly doing tennis. Imagine if Alexa literally looked at you and said, you're that was really ugly.
Don't come
like,
to tennis, bitch!
Exactly. I wish the camera was turned right now. Arena's pointing at we're not cutting any of this shit out. The first episode will be as unhinged as possible. Okay, but no, this is the argument. The look of the aesthetics of the thing
it
to you.
It brings other people joy.
But yeah, exactly. So you have to think about it in
no
a way
judgment.
Like she's not asking you for 5 minutes because she's ignoring you, nor is she asking you for 5 minutes because she would rather just fucking look at the screen and kill people. The thing is, she was in the middle of doing something that brings her joy.
Mm.
She was in the middle of doing something that was like, we all have different hobbies,
mm-hmm.
and regardless of like what you think about video games and stuff, you know the hand-eye coordination skills that it gives people, you know the kind of like
people
attention and focus.
There
are so much more
Twitch.
To video games than just sitting there and playing video games. There might be negative connotations to your partners sitting there and playing video games because your past partners might have spent more time looking at the screen than you.
Never
therefore,
mind. But yeah.
Therefore, it like gave you a bad, like a negative, like a relation with this action or this hobby, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I'm not coming for you either. I would never want Alexa to sit here and have me be like, yeah, that was ugly, because I don't think so. I understand the example though, because in the way it was just a communication thing.
But in the moment, my intrusive thought was like, this is my time. She asked me, hey, do you want me to come pick you up? And
I totally understand you too. Ugly. I totally understand.
I was like, five more minutes of my, I'm ready. I have my shoes honored. On. So I was just like, no, it was just, I just, it was, that's when I said in that moment I was mean.
Yeah.
I could have been nicer.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when I started my makeup, she came in the room and she was like, can I play the game? She doesn't even have to ask me. But she came and she was just like, can I? Because she knows that I'm always like, I walk out and I'm like, oh, you're going to play? But I could just scroll on TikTok. We just like do our own thing. But she's just so sweet and so like, no. She's like, can I play the game? Are you going to be long? And I'm like, I'm going to. So sweet. It's very sweet. But I was mean in that moment. I was like, that's ugly. And she looked at me and she goes, and she's becoming a sassy queen back. She looked at me and she goes, who asked?
Do you? Oh!
And I looked at her and I said, and I said, okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm going to go wait in the car. I'm going to go wait my little ass in the car, because you know what? Nobody asked me, and you right. Go play your little game. Go five more minutes. That's fine.
Alexa, you did not need me to stand up for you.
A sassy queen. She did it. She did it. But it's fine.
That is so funny. So, it's okay, though. I will still check my friends. I don't care.
No, and that's what I mean. I don't ask for nobody to sit here and be like,
I will never stand for my friends like doing fucked up shit and me being like, yeah. Like, I might not support it. I'll still be your friend. Period. But I'm gonna tell you, I think this is fucked up.
Exactly.
Because I don't know. If I don't do that, then I'm lying to you. Yeah. And I don't know how to, you know?
Yeah. And I love how close we've gotten outside of this.
Dude, holy shit. So, I've made a couple breakthroughs with things.
Which I'm so proud of you for.
Like, 100%. Being able to communicate to my friends. And depend on my friends. And it's kind of funny because I shouldn't be depending on other people to relieve me of this kind of stress, because I should know how to do it myself, but I don't at the moment. So at least I have my friends.
No,
and so I've been really, it's still a breakthrough, I'm so grateful,
because Khan has never, and I'm sorry to put you, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about after this, but Khan has never spoke to anybody. I'm including not even her sister. So to be able to communicate to people around her, that's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Sorry, but go ahead.
I want to hear. I really do have like communication issues with like, I think that I'm good with words. I just have to have trouble getting them out.
Yeah.
I'm like always in my head about it and whatever. But like when I was really depressed, I was able to like call my friends and just be like really, really honest.
Be
and
vulnerable.
Like,
and felt so, every time I saw your name, I knew I had to answer.
Bro, because I was crying every time.
And I loved it. And I felt, every time we hung up the phone or every time it was just like you saying, hey, I love you. Hey, I'm thinking about you. Hey, I love you. Hey, you free? I felt like so much closer, and I felt like, I don't know, like you need me.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing. Like, I know I need other people.
Yeah.
But like, and I know that like it probably like, but it's weird because I don't think about it satisfying you
It satisfied me so much. I literally came. Sorry. Sorry. I don't care. I literally was like, oh my God, I have a boner. She's calling me. Like it.
And
was,
I'm like,
it was the best. She was, you don't know. It's just kind.
It's just so funny. I'm very grateful for my friends that I've been able to like have these breakthroughs with. My siblings too, dude. One day I was so sad. I came outside. And I just started crying.
Kim
was just
that.
Like, what's wrong? And I just started telling her about my like stupid boy issues and stuff. And
I bet she loves that.
I hope so.
Kim, if you're watching, listen. We love you.
But yeah, like that's been really, really cool. So everything has been leading me to, honestly, to myself.
Yeah.
Because my whole therapy session today was like, why don't I spend time with myself? Like, I know how to spend time with myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know myself. I don't know myself. I don't know who she is. I don't know what she likes to do. Yeah. I know what to do to distract myself. Like, I know how to do physical things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know how to run. I know how to go to the gym. I know how to do fun shit. I know how to, like, do things that requires me to literally be distracted. I don't know how to sit in my house. alone. Yeah. I don't know how to sit and enjoy a TV show alone. I don't know how to sit still alone. I don't know how to sit with my thoughts and like be okay with it. Like, it's so crazy because I'm so introspective and I'm so in my head and I'm so whatever, but like I'm never like presently here. Like when I'm here, most of the time I'm making myself anxious about like the next 10 things that I have to do. Because when I think a part of it is because when I was younger,
starts crying.
when I was younger, I was lying a lot because I was gonna do what the fuck I wanted to do, but my parents, I needed to lie to them to get my way. So I was always in between like plans, telling my parents one thing, doing one thing, timing myself so that I don't come home late, and then like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Timing my parents so that I don't.
Oh, fuck yeah. Whatever, Hispanic whatever. Hispanic parents, if yeah, you know.
Exactly.
You know.
So now
I'm going to Rachel's.
Dude,
Orion's.
It was always somebody's birthday. It was always like whatever to yeah. like as an excuse to go out. Like I think like so now my brain is just like always thinking like, okay, like I'm recording right now, but like what are my plans after recording? Like, yeah. How do I fill up my time so that I don't sit with myself?
Yeah,
you know, and it's fucking insane. Like, but all roads leads back to this. So
100%. Here we fucking are. Oh my god, I haven't said 100%. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I sit in front of this fucking mic and 100% just blurts out. I have not said 100%.
Well, she's back, baby.
100% she's back. She's
yeah.
back.
She got a new job, too.
Oh my gosh. She's
and we're both 25 now.
Yeah.
Which means that our brains are
fully, our frontal lobe
yep, fully developed.
It's there.
So.
Yeah, well. We're even funnier. Laugh at me. God! But yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like, I don't know, don't get me wrong, I feel like in the car I was so anxious to come and to pull up and to be vulnerable on camera again with so many people that I feel like tuned in, listened. I ran into so many people that were like, oh my god, Jules, I watched you and Khan, you guys touched me, I love your content. Sorry, a lot of saliva in my mouth. I was anxious getting here, but sitting here in front of you, someone that I love and just cherish our friendship so much, I can't wait. This is like the beginning to so much excitement.
So,
and love.
There's no schedule.
No.
I'll tell you when we're uploading.
Yes.
But we're just basically gonna get together, talk shit, catch up, talk about what the fuck is going on, what we're learning, how we're navigating. Basically, just like two friends talking shit and having a good hang. That's literally all I want.
Surprise,
that's literally all I want. And Arena was really carrying the team for a while because
yep.
when I was talking by myself, it was me and Arena, really. And Arena's still here with us.
She's the sweetest. So, she's on the back, like.
Exactly.
Charge on.
Exactly. So, in honor of the first episode back, I want to pull an old tradition to end the episode. Which is quit that shit. And it's the new year. So I feel like there's just like, I feel like we've all done a little bit of reflecting.
Yes,
you know, 100%. We've done a little bit of, and this is the craziest shit, bro. I keep telling myself that I'm going to journal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Never got around to it.
Yeah.
But it's not like I didn't have the time or whatever. I just never did.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever struggle with that? Or do you like actually always follow through with like the list that you said?
Never.
Okay, I mean, so just, we shall learn.
I'm not going to learn. I'm not going to lie on this podcast. I mean, I'm being so
no,
serious.
No, of course not.
But most of the things that I say, yeah, I'm going to do, I usually come through, but it's usually the things for money-wise that I'm like, oh, okay.
Like you're more motivated for
yeah.
I just feel like my personality as a whole is procrastination. So unless there is a literal fire under my ass, unless you make me feel like I just won't move and
yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. Like I literally don't know why unless I am just so fucking terrible at that thing or you're telling me that like it's due tomorrow, I'm
yeah.
not doing it.
Sorry.
Like and it's just I don't know why. I'm trying to figure that out now. I'm trying to like talk it through with my therapist and like see what the fuck like the cause of it is and whatever, but I don't know, bro, we shall learn. But
yeah.
anyway, so my quit that shit is that I am going to quit denying myself of myself. I really want to get to know myself. I really want to be able to sit with myself. I really want to be able to mean it when I say I can be alone, that I know what to do with myself, that I trust myself, that I am able to spend time with myself and enjoy it without distractions. And like, I just think that I have done a lot of self-work, but somehow, like, once I scratch one surface, it shows me, like, a million fucking more that I need to get through. And that's, like, the fucking hard part, and that's also, like, the fun part. So yeah. I'm just gonna accept it, and I surrender. But I really, really need to, like, not be afraid of myself. Like, why am I so afraid of being with myself?
Yeah.
Like, what am I so...
Honestly, you're so fucking fun.
I know! Like, you are definitely... I'm that bitch.
You are my top four friends.
Oh my god, stop it!
I mean it. Not only that, you're funny.
Oh my god, just literally so that's... I don't even want you to tell me I'm hot. Just say I'm funny. Yeah, tell me I'm funny. And laugh at my jokes. You're literally what funny. Are you quitting?
You're so funny. Oh, okay. Yours is kind of deep. Mine was kind of like this. I feel kind of like I want to redo mine. So, but for me, I was just going to try to eat better. But,
well,
I mean,
we all, I think I also too.
Yeah. Like,
but I'm just saying this because I literally did therapy before this.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. Nice. Why do you want to eat better?
I've just been eating out. Honestly, okay. I feel like it's just like my girlfriend's like, oh, okay, we could have like sushi though. So I just feel like I want to do a lot more cooking this year.
Yeah.
A lot more cooking, a lot more fueling my body. Because I go to the gym now.
Shawty is thick. To the gym,
but I am thick, girl. Look at me. Don't make me stand up. Okay. Yeah, me thick. But I definitely want
to
do a
lot. Go to her Instagram. You'll see some pictures in shorts.
You're going to see some booty cheeks. Okay, don't play with me. But I definitely want to do more cooking. So if you have any recipes, send them my way.
Oh my god, you guys, I've been baking cookies.
I need to be
I've been gone, but I still have been baking.
Yeah. So I don't need to be hanging out with her. Because listen, I will be doing the opposite of what my goal is.
When is baking season? Hit me up.
Yeah.
Also hit me up for if you want cookies for parties and shit. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Like I love cooking. I really want to do something with cooking.
That is
Like that is like my whole entire being. My whole being is food.
I bet you're gonna reincarnate as like food,
bro.
Like
if I could reincarnate into the yummiest, most nourishing pho broth of all time, God. You could just slurp me up, baby.
Yeah, no, literally.
All right, that was a good ending. Okay. So no social media besides Instagram.
Yes.
I deactivated our TikTok.
Yeah, maybe one day TikTok.
Facebook, you still have the password. I don't know what it is.
For right now.
I just can't with this whole thing. I want the conversation and the connection to you guys. I want that to be the thing that matters the most. Mm-hmm. And so whoever this reaches, and also that, but then the other thing that matters the most is that me and Jules has fun. Me, Jules, and Arena, that we have fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
And this is so authentic. We don't want to make it about getting views. And,
getting money. Nothing. I just want to talk to my friend.
We just want to have fun, make the conversation feel like we left full with our glass.
Yeah.
Super, super full.
And when you listen to it, I hope that it makes you feel like you have a friend and you're not crazy.
And you're
it makes you feel
right
like you're here. Yeah. That's literally all we want to do is to be the good hang for you if you're ever lonely. Because when I was, and in the same way that I view YouTube videos and things now, it's still this fucking lonely little girl wanting to be in all these fucking hangs around the world.
Exactly.
Like with all these fucking comedians and shit. And hopefully one day I maybe will.
Yeah. No, you definitely will.
Okay. I am still at MegaCon. And Jules is still at Lots of Jules with two S's. And we're still at mentalchillness.podcast. And also, Arena is a DJ. So her at name is at Arena Karandeva with a K. It's going to be in the description. And one day, whenever she stops being a pussy about it, she'll release her own music. And then we can all support her. All right, you guys, have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're back.
We love you.
Send us some messages if you want to. Be kind. That was gay. Bye. Do whatever you want. Bye.
Be kind.